A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. Robert Guiscard, guardian of the Pope. Now, Robert Guiscard was a Norman mercenary when he first set foot in Italy decades before. His military tactics amounted to raids on villages and pillaging while he took the citizens hostage and ransomed them for money. He was a harsh leader whose Viking heritage still showed through, even though his nominal Christian faith restrained some of the more savage aspects of the Viking heritage. Still, the fear which the Normans inspired is obvious by the fact that Pope Gregory VII himself had originally considered Guiscard a dreaded enemy and had excommunicated him for pillaging too close to the papal domain. Despite his barbaric nature, Guiscard was a wise politician and knew how to seize power without the sword as well as with it. In 1080, he vastly solidified the position by marrying his daughter to the Byzantine Prince Constantine, son of Emperor Michael VII, and he also reconciled himself with Pope Gregory VII by taking his side against Henry IV on investiture. It was worth it for Guiscard to surrender his right to appoint bishops in exchange for a chance at becoming the papal protector. However, his plans for Byzantium were thwarted by a usurpation that occurred, and Michael VII was overthrown and deposed. The new emperor did not trust Guiscard and imprisoned his daughter Helen, the princess, in hopes of keeping Guiscard in line. Instead, Guiscard invaded the Byzantine Empire with hopes of making himself emperor. Robert Guiscard had managed to put the empire on the defensive and landed on the shores of Epirus, where his invasion was called off. The Pope needed help against Henry IV. This was 1083, and Guiscard was forced to obey. If he neglected his duty to the Pope, he would surely lose Italy. Guiscard decided that the Byzantines would have to wait. If the old Holy Roman Empire was a Germanic empire, as many claim, then surely the western segment of the Holy Roman Empire was a new Norman empire. The Normans were quickly rising to become masters of the empire. The Germans could continue to dominate eastern Holy Roman Empire area, but the Normans could now be said to be masters of the western Holy Roman Empire, including southern Italy. They were still but one empire, but the dangers of splitting into two separate empires was real at this time. The struggle between the German emperors and the Pope would determine the outcome, and this was to be but the first battle. The result of the battle could be anticipated by none, for there were no literal battle. And the Norman victory turned into a German one by virtue of the atrocities the Normans committed upon the innocent Romans. At the end of May 1084, Gregory's protector finally arrived with a massive army of over 35,000 men. The army itself was a mixture of mercenaries, including Lombards, Normans, Apulians, and even Saracen Muslims. With Henry's retreat, however, the army was starving for action, and action they got. If the enemy was gone, then they had won a victory, and Rome was the spoils. After reinstalling Gregory VII in the Lateran Church, Guiscard's men engaged in an age-old pagan tradition. To the victor belongs the spoils. As had happened since ancient time, though softened in the Christian age by Charlemagne and his successors, the victor had the right to take anything from the conquered city. Now Norman Guiscard, still a Viking at heart, unleashed his men. Women, including nuns, were raped, buildings, homes, and even churches were pillaged and destroyed. Thousands of citizens were sold into slavery. Death and mayhem raged, yet the greatest proof of the evils wrought on Rome in those days is the destruction, waste, and ruins of the great city itself. So severe was the destruction that literally half of the city was said to lay in ruins. For decades after the rampage, history recounts pilgrims despairing at the ruins of Rome left behind by the Norman raiders. The people who were fortunate enough to survive saw this as a judgment from God. The great city, which once boasted over 1 million residents, now dwindled to under 20,000. After the brigades had left, Gregory and Guiscard were forced out of Rome by the people themselves. Some protector. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.